What did your rich dad give to? Asked Dan. Since his own father died of cancer, Rich Dad's foundation gave tremendous amounts of money to cancer research. He also built a cancer ward in a small country hospital so the country people could be closer to their loved ones when they were hospitalized. Being a very religious man, he also built a classroom building for his church so the church could have a larger Sunday school for kids. And he was a patron of the arts, acquiring artwork from many talented artists, as well as donating money to the museums. The best thing is that his foundation is so well-directed that even after his death, it continues to earn and donate money. Even in death, he is still doing a lot of good for society. The trusts and foundations he set up will be providing money for many worthy causes for years to come. I wish more people did that, said Dan. Oh, there will be more people giving more money back, I said. Just look at this baby boomer generation. Many were hippies in the 60s, and they are fast becoming multimillionaires today. In a few years, the revolution they were a part of will be in full force with cash flow. Many of these one-time hippies and others of that generation are very socially responsible people. What they learned from the 60s, their poor college days, will be brought to fruition in the next few years. Their ideals, coupled with their wealth, will be a powerful financial, political, and social force in the world. I think that they will do the charitable deeds our government cannot afford to do today. Many rich boomers will be completing socially responsible deeds they wanted to perform when they were poor, but now they're rich. What makes you think they will be generous? Asked Dan. Because it is already happening, I replied. Ted Turner pledged $1 billion to the UN and chided people like Bill Gates and others for not being generous enough. In less than 3 years after that challenge, Bill Gates alone has pledged $4 billion to various causes, and Gates is still a young man. Can you imagine how much he will be donating in his later years? But wasn't that because he was on trial with the federal government? Asked Dan. He's just giving money so he can look good. Well, many of the reporters like to point that out in the articles they write about his generosity. But let me ask you this. How many reporters are giving away $4 billion? I asked quietly. The facts are, in 1999 alone, Bill Gates had a full-time staff to give away $325 million. How many reporters were giving away $325 million in 1999? So even if it took an encouraging nudge from Ted Turner, the fact remains that he is giving money away. And the fact remains that this baby boomer generation of wealthy entrepreneurs will be pressuring each other to be generous. It will be very socially uncool to be rich and not be generous. So Mike's dad was a generous man, and he taught you and Mike to be generous. I nodded my head. And even though many people in town criticized him for being rich, he continued to give quietly. Being generous made financial sense to him as well as giving him pleasure. I really did not know that, Dan said quietly and almost reverently, having perceived him differently. And giving money away made him happy? I nodded my head. In the last few days of his life, I saw a peace come over him that I had never seen before. He had done a lot of good during life, and he was continuing to do good when his life was over. His life was complete. In conclusion, why it doesn't take money to make money anymore. Recently, while teaching an investment class, I was asked, what internet company would you recommend I invest in? I replied, why invest in someone else's internet company? Why don't you start your own internet company and ask people to invest in it? The world is 10 years old. On October 11, 1998, Merrill Lynch ran a full-page ad in several of the larger American newspapers, announcing that the world was just 10 years old. Why just 10 years old? Because it had been approximately 10 years since the Berlin Wall had come down. Tearing down the Berlin Wall is the event some economic historians use to mark the end of the Industrial Age and the beginning of the Information Age. Until the Information Age, most people had to be investors from the outside. Now that the world is just over 10 years old, more and more people can invest from the inside rather than from the outside. When I answered, "Why invest in someone else's internet company? Why not start your own internet company?" I meant, it is now the information age, so why not become an insider instead of an outsider?